You're listening to the 21st. We're talking about Illinois and President Trump's executive orders on immigration. You can join the conversation by calling 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21st Show like Paul just did. He said, further effects of anti-Muslim reaction upon academia is the narrowing of the cultural breadth of these institutions. He called it xenophobia. What do you think? You can tweet to us as well. Many of us still remember the pictures of the dirty, scared 5-year-old Syrian child, Omran Dakhnish, in Aleppo after he was pulled out of the rubble after the airstrike. That photo went viral last fall. That picture, along with many others of Syrian children, led two Chicago moms to begin a campaign on social media. They used the hashtag #StandWithAleppo. Their movement has extra urgency now with this weekend's news of President Trump's executive ban on immigration. We're joined on the line now by one of the lead organizers of the campaign, Janet Fouts. Janet, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you.
So, Janet, the two moms who started all of this are in Chicago. You're actually based in California. How did you get involved with this?
So I was really fortunate that I saw several photos of children that they were posting with the hashtag #StandWithAleppo, and I was really moved by it and wanted to find a way to get involved. So I did a little research and found out who was really driving this campaign and contacted the organizers.
And how have you all been responding since the news of President Trump's executive order regarding the immigration ban broke this past weekend?
Well, you know, Stand with Aleppo was started around children, and I think that it's really important that we remember the children and how innocent and how out of control they are. And so this ban is just really motivating us to remind people of that and to really push for no ban, no wall.
And I know in particular, when you said that when you look at the tens of thousands of people who are protesting across the country, including at several airports across Illinois, we've been discussing, you've said the protest is important, but it can't stop there. What kind of action are you all encouraging people to take now?
Well, you know, we really think that the protests are really bringing a lot of awareness, but awareness is only the first step. We need to be reaching out and supporting our Congress people who are agreeing with us and are opposing this, and also reach out to the opposition and talk to them and encourage them to see reason and to think more about humanity than they are about their jobs.
Well, and I know that the hashtag #StandWithAleppo campaign is, as you said, not just about reaching out to people who already agree with you, but reaching across the aisle to people who disagree. In your experience, Janet, what's the best way to do that?
You know, I think it's really important that we bring a little kindness to how we are talking to people. It's really easy to block everybody who doesn't agree with you on social media, but that's not going to accomplish anything. Putting up walls isn't going to accomplish anything. We need to really be thinking about what their position is and actually talking to people to better understand what their position is and finding a way that we can come to some common ground.
Do you worry that actions like this weekend will just further polarize people?
You know, I do, but I think that it's really necessary that everyone stand up for what they believe in. And we need to be out there, we need to be talking to people, and we need to be not fighting about it.
Janet Fouts is one of the lead organizers of the Stand with Aleppo campaign, begun by two Chicago moms, Becky Carroll and Wendy Whiteham, last fall. Janet, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.